This is a Fox News alert. A deadly school shooting in Nashville. I'm Lisa Brady. Hospital officials just confirming that three children have been killed in the shooting at a private Christian school in Nashville, Covenant School, which is pre-K through sixth grade.
The Nashville District Attorney has requested assistance from the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. The TBI says it is sending special agents and additional personnel to the scene. Both the TBI and local police say there is no current threat to public safety. That's because the Metro Nashville Police Department has confirmed that its officers engaged the active shooter, that the shooter is dead.
Fox's Jonathan Sarey. Not clear yet who that suspect was or whether the shooter was killed by police or committed suicide. Officers still sweeping the building at this hour, but again, confirmed three children killed, the shooter also dead, at a Christian grade school in Nashville. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu set to address his nation amid mass protests and violent clashes over a proposed judicial overhaul. Hardline partners in parliament say he's agreed to delay the plan until May after protests intensified when he fired the defense minister, who had criticized the plan.
The country's largest trade union has called on its 800,000 members to stop work. Even diplomats at foreign missions have walked off the job. Prime Minister Netanyahu and his supporters say judges have too much power. Opponents fear democracy is at risk.
He has to stop all of this, and he has to stop being the prime minister because he's proven that he's crazy.
Netanyahu leads Israel's most right-wing government ever, forming a coalition as his Likud party didn't win enough seats to govern alone. He's also on trial for corruption, which he denies.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden has shared his concerns directly with Netanyahu. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tornado cleanup in several southern states, especially Mississippi, after a weekend of devastating storms.
Storms swept through the south over the weekend, but Friday's EF4 tornado in Mississippi did the most damage. Governor Tate Reeves told Fox News on Monday.
We have 25 confirmed fatalities in Mississippi on Saturday. I hit all four counties where there were major damage and where the president declared the major disaster declaration.
Said about half of those killed were in Rolling Fork in the Mississippi Delta, but the tornado's path ripped north and east across the state. The Homeland Security Secretary and FEMA's director toured the damage as well on Sunday, pledging assistance. The head of FEMA said the disaster declaration from the president would help impacted residents with temporary housing as well as help with rebuilding. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Another person was killed in Alabama. There's more stormy weather forecast in the region. House Republicans still pushing for testimony from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg related to his investigation of former President Trump.
Republicans and Bragg continue to be at war with each other. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan sent another letter Saturday demanding Bragg testify and provide documents and testimony over the possible indictment. Now, Jordan reiterated that he believes Congress has the jurisdiction to investigate what he believes is an investigation started by Bragg because Trump decided to run for president again. that. In a tweet, Bragg responded in part, quote, "We evaluate cases in our jurisdiction based on the facts, the law, and the evidence. It is not appropriate for Congress to interfere with pending local investigations."
Fox's Brian Yenes. The grand jury probing a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels is scheduled to reconvene next hour. Recapping the latest from Nashville, three children now confirmed dead along with the shooter in an attack at a private Christian school. No word yet on who the shooter was. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.